And John, what's allowed Hoyer to be so efficient for you?
Well, I think it's kind of part of his game. You know, we have some familiarity with him. Dow Loggins, our offensive coordinator, has coached him before, and I think Brian has stepped in a tough situation with J.B. being out, and I don't know that our record shows it, but we've actually seen some improvements, in our offense, and particularly the passing game, and hopefully we can expand on that moving forward.
I guess how Sitton, not I want to ask about Sitton's health, but just what has Josh added to your mix?
Well, in number one, he's a good player. He's accomplished. He's got experience. Anytime you can bring that to a young group, which we are fairly young in the offensive line, I think we're starting a rookie center. So anytime I think you can put, a guy like Josh to his left and even Kyle Long to his right, I think is helpful what he brings to the table. But he's been an excellent addition for us.
You spent a bunch of money on your inside linebacker tandem. How are those guys panned out for you?
Well, I think, again, I don't really look at the money aspect. I think there were players that we sought after in the free agent market, and feel very fortunate to have both of them. I think Danny Chapin's, missed about 3 weeks with a thumb surgery that, he came back from a week ago. This will be actually his third week, I think, since that. So, he's kind of getting his legs back under him. But he and Jarrell both have been a good tandem for us when they've been in there.
John, just kind of what's happened or what's not happened that has resulted in the results you've gotten so far this year?
Well, we've been involved in some close games. I think, particularly offensively, some way we found a way to be a top 10 offense, but, 31st in points. And so, obviously, these games are won by who has the most points. We've come up a little short in that area.
How about the rookie running back, Howard? I know there's a lot of angst among Bears fans when Matt left, but he seems like he's stepped in and done a heck of a job for you.
Yeah, I think, we ran the ball fairly effectively. Unfortunately, we've been behind in some games. So, I think as far as total rush yards, we're not up there. But I think in per rush, we're not too bad. Obviously, everybody's always trying to get better in their run game. I don't think we're the Lone Rangers in that department.
John, do you see anything in Rodgers' play that might give you an indication why his completion percentage is down the way it is this year?
Well, other than he's a pain to get down on the ground. He does buy a lot of time. I think he pretty true to forms, extending plays. And, I just look at the tape. I'm not looking forward to watching it live there in Lambeau. But I think he's doing just fine.
When you watch that tape, does he look like the same player to you?
Yeah, I mean, that was emphasized a great player.
So what do you? I know it's not your job to analyze the Packers all the time, but what do you think's gone wrong then? I mean, you shut him down up here last year, and you've seen the tape. It's just he hasn't done not just he, but the passing game in general hasn't done a whole lot this year.
Yeah, like I said, he looks pretty formidable to me. I think the receiving core, which I think they extended a little bit even more last week against the Cowboys as far as numbers, they don't look like they're having problems, at least on what I'm looking at on coach's video.
How about Green Bay's run defense? They obviously were a house of fire for four games. They got exposed a bit last week. What have you seen from that unit?
Well, they're capable. I think Dom Capers does an outstanding job with the defense. We got a chance to look at them a couple of times a year ago. I'm talking about our staff here. I think, they've got some gifted players for sure, and particularly in the front seven. I think statistically, they rank up there fairly high in that department. So, they've got some guys that we definitely got to be aware of, both in you know, as far as their rush games and their run defense.